Thanks, Charlie. It happens again, this time to Delta. Passengers stranded.
So we're just here, twiddling our thumbs.
The CEO apologizes.
I apologize for the challenges this has created for you.
But of course, Delta is far from alone.
The nation's four biggest carriers have all now experienced major computer outages.
So what's going on here? More after this from Charlie. As the investigation continues into the Delta glitch that grounded flights for 4 hours yesterday, the question is why? How can a major airline just lose all its computers like that? Here's CBS's transportation correspondent, Chris Van Cleve.
The FBI tells CBS News it does not believe the computer issue that paralyzed Delta Airlines was due to hacking. Instead, the airline blames a power outage in Atlanta overnight.
A power outage. The internet wasn't pleased with that response, nor was Georgia Power, which didn't like being thrown under the landing gear. Plus, you'd think a major airline would have a state-of-the-art backup system. Well, it turns out the problem goes much deeper than the power supply. Daniel Baker from the airline tracker FlightAware says airlines have never fully updated their computer systems.
So they've got these multi-decade-old systems for dealing with passengers that are suddenly expected to deal with mobile apps and online check-ins on the web, and they're doing it with pretty limited capacity.
So the problem, according to him, is the way we fly these days. We no longer present a paper ticket. We download the boarding pass to our smartphone. We check our flight status repeatedly. We sign up for push notifications. We're ordering snacks. And at some point, like an overwhelmed customer service agent, even a soulless computer finally has all it can stand. But at least it wasn't a hacker. This time. The Osgood File, Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network.